It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman finds a creepy shrine to Nicolas Cage hidden under her house.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
By the way, tomorrow at this time, we'll be giving away $100. Do it every half an hour, starting at 7. We'll do 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, and 9. So we'll throw some cash at you tomorrow. Just a fun way to say, here's some money. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, which by tomorrow will be only a week away.
I have to say it so I don't get in any trouble. Miss Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Good work. She had that class perfectly whipped into shape, didn't she?
They have been working on
Man,
it sounds
they,
like,
they
yeah.
They sounded good. They well sounded done. Good. Yeah. Next year, she will be Mrs. James. What do you make of that?
Didn't know you were getting married.
Didn't know either. Congrats to one of you?
My nephew, Ben, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
right. Whew. Scared me.
Okay.
I was frightened for her.
I know. I was really leaving that out there.
Yeah, you were.
But no, it's a...
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, my nephew.
Yeah, I feel way better about it.
Yeah, me too. Way less confusing.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk pizza, shall we? Me like pizza.
I had it at the airport last night.
Okay, I was going to say, when you're gone for a couple days and your travel schedule's weird and you're going to bed's weird,
yep,
it's easy to end up with pizza.
Or chicken.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about we overate the chicken. There's no question on that. I mean, I don't know how many. Steve, you had it 3 meals in a row?
I think so.
I don't think you can overeat chicken.
Oh, my, yes. Yeah, there was a lot. No pizza except for the airport last night. And I learned that Steve does not like Pizza Hut and what was the other one? Domino's or something?
Used to not like Domino's. Domino's.
I mean, I was just going, hey, you want a personal pan pizza? I'm going to grab one right here. You want me to get you one? No. I mean, what, you're not hungry? We haven't eaten in like 8 hours. Pizza Hut. I'm like, what?
Okay, I have a theory. I'm going to whip out a weird theory here why he doesn't like it. And I don't think it has anything to do with pizza.
Okay.
You know, Steve's mom passed away when he was younger.
Right.
And then Steve's dad was single for a while.
Okay.
And I imagine King Peter was, you know, maybe on the dating scene from time to time.
Okay.
I mean, who was it they tried to set him up with? Carmen Electra?
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah. It was her and then also Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah, those two.
Yeah.
Apparently you had a family that was trying to set him up with those two.
Aim high.
Yeah.
And so I can just see that for producer Steve, you know, the most commonly delivered pizzas in that time would for sure be Domino's and probably Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like...
You think he got burned out on it.
Well, no, what's going to happen is like King Peter is going to go out on a date.
Mm.
So I ordered pizza for you, Steve.
Okay.
You know, so that he's taken care of.
Yeah.
And so Steve, if for him, it signifies being lonely and his father leaving him at home.
Wow. What a stretch.
Do you think?
Well, let's find out, Steve.
No, I actually would order my own pizza.
Okay.
And Jake's Pizza, which is delicious.
Ooh, local?
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Chicago style?
So good. Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, wow. Okay, so you'd order your... So why do you not like... You just didn't like the taste of it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay, that's fair. I got way too deep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Going to make me cry, but that's fine.
That became a very Kevin thing all of a sudden. Yeah. He was just like, let's dig deep into the emotions. No, I just don't like the way it tastes.
Should I pull up a couch? There's, what are we doing here?
Right.
One of the most legendary stories about my mother trying to date at all after, you know, my dad passed away when we were 7, 5, and 2. And then she waited until we were like, you know, almost teenagers before she even really tried to date anybody.
Sure.
And there's a great story when I was like maybe 10. And Keith was, you know, whatever, 9. And my mom went out on a date, and the babysitter was actually one of her friends, Renee.
Sure.
And so we were with her. And as soon as my mom left, we both started crying and we held hands, she said, like in a circle and spun around in a circle and said, "We want our mommy. We want."
Oh, no.
And like spun around in a circle.
Wow.
And so that is
why Kevin doesn't like Pizza Hut.
That's it. Yeah.
My sister-in-law, Steph, to this day, will, you know, if something upsets us or whatever, she goes, "Do you guys want to hold hands
and spin around in a
circle?" Around
the
circle.
Wow.
And cry?
That's hilarious.
Oh. Okay. This pizza, listen, it's not actually pizza, guys.
No,
but Pizza Hut is selling their own pizza flavored wine.
Oh, my.
It captures the essence of your favorite slice in every sip. Now, I don't know. How does wine taste like pizza? Well, instead of grapes, you make it with tomatoes.
Okay.
Jay, you're the wine drinker on the show. Is there any chance this could be good?
I mean, I don't think so. there's no chance I'm ordering that. Yeah. I like pizza that tastes like pizza. It's weird.
Pizza that tastes like pizza and wine that tastes like
wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I do love this quote from the folks who, you know, are behind this amazing idea. It's a red wine, obviously.
Well, duh.
Well,
thanks.
Yeah. The maters.
We get how that works, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're interested, IrvineWinery.com, they're going for $25 a bottle. You have to buy at least two.
Okay.
Not sure why that is, but okay, whatever.
Well, yeah, because if you're going to buy one, you're not going to not buy the second one if you're interested in the flavor. And so they figure, hey, we
that's
can
true.
Double our sales. Yep. Why not?
You know what? And they, if you want to do the, what is the thing where you sniff the wine or you...
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it where people like...
You swirl the glass around.
And, yeah, and then move their hand and like... it says an aromatic...
I don't know if they do it quite like you just showed me there, but fine, go ahead. Yeah.
An aromatic blend of fresh herbs and spices with rich, sun-ripened tomato notes.
Yeah.
A subtle hint of toasted oak.
The descriptions of wine are insane. It's just ridiculous.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So Kevin made it. Rick made it. Kevin, the good news is you got breakfast waiting for you, so that's good. Steve will probably get you water, so that's good.
Kevin James.
Oh, I already hooked him up.
Oh, you did? You already have his water in here? Gosh, you're a good man, Steve.
Probably need some ice, though.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hit it, Kevin.
All right, dear Jay and Kevin, my sister has always been bad with money and can't get credit anymore. So we went out to lunch the other day and she paid with a card. And I was suspicious, so I looked over her shoulder. I mean, isn't that what a good sister does? That's just my comment here. I'm just
adding
that in.
Thank you for adding that in.
I looked over her shoulder and saw that the card has her 18-year-old daughter's name on it. As soon as we were out of the store, I asked her, why do you have a card with your daughter's name? She told me it was none of my business, but that she's paying the bill. Mm-hmm. And I told her that was a horrible idea and that she's going to ruin her daughter's credit. I don't want my sister to get in any legal trouble, but I want to protect my niece. I'm so tempted to report her for identity theft, but also know that that's going to cause some bigger issues in the family. I don't know what to do. What would you do in this situation?
509-441-0999 is the phone number to call or text for the studio line. You can also, of course, comment on Facebook, which is where we post those listener letters every day, Jay and Kevin Show. I mean, there are some interesting language on the text line today. Very colorful.
very colorful.
Yes. They are a lot along the same lines if I take out some of the adjectives. But there seems to be a consensus on the text line anyway that at a bare minimum, you need to let the person whose name's on the card know what's up.
Yeah. Everyone on Facebook so far has been like, tell your niece, tell your niece.
What is happens, that all you do then,
What
Kev?
Happens next?
Yeah, that's the
is
question.
Is kind of different. Everybody has their own take on that.
I imagine.
You know, some are saying, you know, she can lock her credit so that no new cards can be opened in her name if she's worried about her mom continuing to do it.
Mm-hmm. Would you be able to cancel that card without having, because, you know, maybe it's opened with different information, you know what I mean? So, I mean,
yeah,
would
that
you,
I don't know. I don't know how to scam your kids.
Oh, jeez.
I wish I did. No.
Mine or yours?
All.
All of you.
No.
I don't know how it works. Yeah, obviously it's.
Yeah. And here's the weird thing. We're all assuming that the niece doesn't know, and I don't think she does, but maybe the mom told the niece, I mean the her daughter, like, hey, I'm doing this, and it'll help your credit score, and blah, blah, blah. So then you'll have some credit.
I mean, it's possible, yeah.
There's this story from Jeremy on Facebook. He said, you got a reporter. A friend of mine did the exact same thing to her daughter, and the daughter didn't realize it. She was $8,500 in debt with a 500 credit score.
Oh.
And she had no idea until she started to go to college and apply for stuff.
Yeah. The second layer of this is what you said earlier, Kevin, when you said you don't think she knows.
Yeah.
I mean, because if she does know and is maybe like trying to be helpful or whatever, whatever the thought process.
Sure, being nice to mom.
That's going
to
be a different conversation, I think, at that point.
It is.
Which may or may not be your business, but I feel like, you know, you're trying to help out. Sometimes things are not your business, but you try to help anyway. And then if they hold it against you, you're like, well, okay, but I was just trying to do the right thing. So.
Right. Yeah. And so I think the sister here, the only thing to do, talk to your niece. Tell her what's up. Tell her what you saw. If she knows about it, yeah, then you handle it differently, obviously.
Yep,
but if she doesn't, then, you know, kind of give her the information that you can get it off your credit. You can lock your car. Oh, there's a bunch of things you can do and just kind of go from there.
Yeah, I mean, we have had a couple of people on the text line who've said they went through the exact same thing with their mother.
Really?
Yep. That their mom did it to them. It was horrible. They didn't find out about it right away. And then when they did, it was a little bit late to try to be able to do anything. And this one says it was horrible. And yeah, so.
Yeah, I got a couple calls. Same type of situation.
Crazy.
Family members.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. I guess I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought of it. I guess it makes sense that you'd be able to do it.
We have more information about
you'd
them.
You'd sure think these credit card companies would take more time to. Oh, wait, they don't care. Just
I was like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, give you credit and make the payments. And if you don't, we'll take your kids.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Whatever it is. I don't know what they do.
Wow. I don't think that's it.
That doesn't sound right.
No,
the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Look at that.
Ran through the produce section.
Is that Ethel?
Close your eyes, Ethel. It was too late.
It was too late.
Whatever he says.
Oh, Ray Stevens.
Kevin James.
I wanted to go to his show, but you wouldn't go because you said he wasn't funny. And
that is not true.
Turned into a listener letter.
Stop it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Tomorrow morning at this time, we'll have $100 for you. We'll give it away every half an hour. 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, and 9 tomorrow. $100. It'll also be the post CMA show conversation. The CMAs are tonight. Let's see how we're going to do on our predictions for this year. Are you ready to make your predictions?
I think so.
I think Steve will probably win this. He usually does. Let's see.
Usually?
Mm-hmm. Song of the year, it's either Burn It Down, Dirt Cheap. Remember, this goes for the writer. I Had Some Help, The Painter, and White Horse. Steve, what is your choice for song of the year at the CMA Award Show?
I'll go with The Painter.
Painter, Kevin.
Burn it down.
Are you actually going with that?
Yeah, of course I am, dude. It was my number one song of the year last year. Oh. And there's a reason why.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Jeez.
Do you not like it, Steve?
No, it's fine.
It's
no, it's a good song.
Boy, I'm torn, guys. I'm really torn. I'm just going to go. It's okay, because sometimes you just got to go with your heart. Like you said, Kevin, it's you. It's yeah. your choice.
Oh, and I don't care if I'm right or not on that one. I just like that song enough that I want to give it the respect.
I will say that when I heard it in the hotel room last year, Kevin, during the CMA week, Dirt Cheap, I was like, that song should win an award, so I got to stick with it, and I will. I'm going to take it as song. Single of the year. This is the actual song itself. Single of the year. Steve, White Horse from Stapleton. Watermelon Moonshine. I had some help from Post and Morgan. Dirt Cheap from Cody. Or Shaboozy's Tipsy.
Ooh. This is tough for me. I'm going to say Watermelon Moonshine.
Okay.
Kevin? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I know. That's actually a really good category. Sometimes it's not as good a category as it is this year, but there are a lot of great choices.
And the single of the year is based off of...
Well, I mean, it's voted on. It doesn't have stats. It doesn't really go by stats. It's still voted on by the CMA, you know, members. So
I'm going to go with Shaboozy.
Shaboozy. Interesting tidbit on Shaboozy. A week away from tying the record for the most consecutive Billboard weeks at number one. That's a lie. Not consecutive. Non-consecutive weeks.
Okay.
At number one, because it was knocked off for a week by Morgan and then came back.
But of course.
And they're now saying that there could be a problem with him breaking the record, because what's coming up in about a month?
Christmas.
And Christmas songs tend to start taking over the charts.
Oh, yeah.
So it could affect the spin count of Shaboozy setting the record. So, you know, one of those deals, man. Feel bad for him. Really had a struggle.
Poor guy.
Yeah,
poor,
yeah. I mean, just what a bummer.
Poor guy.
What just a bummer. I mean, I don't know how you don't give it to Shaboozy unless you just don't like Shaboozy. And then so you want to do something else. But if it's just voted on by the members, that's the trick, I think. I'm still going to go with it. I'm going to go with it, Kevin.
Okay.
I think the odds-on favorite, honestly, is probably Stapleton. But yeah. I'm still going to go. I'm going to go crazy. New Artist of the Year. The dumbest category ever created.
It always has been. We have a problem with it every year.
And
because
and it's even worse this year.
I know. The new artists are not new.
It's dumb. I'm going to tell you how dumb it is. New Artist of the Year nominees include Mitchell Tenpenny. What?
Been around forever. Like he said, you know, we
he
talked
to laughed
him.
About
he
it.
He was like, man, well, I mean, I guess it's better than never getting
I'll
nominated,
take it. But, and then he laughed. Yeah. Yeah. Mitchell Tenpenny. Bailey Zimmerman.
Oh, he's so new.
I mean, it gets a little better with, like, Nate Smith, even though he's had, you know, like, four number ones and whatever.
Yeah, like, Nate Smith makes sense.
Nate Smith, Zach Top, Shaboozy, and Megan Maroney are definitely more...
Those are newcomers.
Yeah, more new people.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. What do you got, Steve? Who do you got?
All right. I feel it. I'm going Zach Top.
Zach! Oh, man, I love Zach. What a great guy. Fun person to talk to. As down to earth as you all can get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is... He's hot right now, too. Steve, I don't think that's a terrible choice.
It's not. No. No.
Oh, thank you. That's a ringing endorsement.
Well, it is. That's a ringing endorsement.
I mean, he's the newest of any of those, I'd say. Maybe Shaboozy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just looking at this overall, doesn't it have to be Bailey Zimmerman?
I mean, I feel like it should, but is that who you're going with?
No, I'm going with my guy, Mitchell Tenpenny.
Yes, oh,
he's my guy. I got to stick with him.
Stick to it, man. I love that. I think the odds-on favorite might actually be Megan Maroney, but
yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
I'm going to go with Nate. I love Nate Smith. So
Nate Smith.
Nate, he's going to be my choice, but I think the odds-on is probably Megan Maroney. Vocal duo of the year: Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Maddie and Tay, and Warren Treaty. Steve.
I just like Dan and Shay so much. Kevin? Dan and Shay.
That's a good answer, Steve. But I'm not going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, I'm Dan and Shay.
Yeah, I mean, there's been no year it's been more obvious than this year. They've had, I mean, way more publicity. Their album has done extremely well, and they got a Christmas album. So it's, you know, those things alone, I don't know how you would vote for somebody else. Group of the Year, Lady A.
Clean sweep.
Lady A, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, The Red Clay Strays, which is very fun to say unless you're, you know, tired, and Zach Brown, Steve-O.
Old Dominion.
Kevin.
You know, this is going to be a weird one, and again, I have a very, very low chance of winning.
It's good to identify.
But I am going to give it to the red clay red strays clay. Because I have heard more talk about those guys. That they are just the most awesome band. Like, I feel like everybody in Nashville probably sure. is like, oh, God, the Red Clay Strays are amazing. And I've only heard, like, one song. I need to spend some time with it.
Yeah.
And see if they're really that great.
Old Dominion, Red Clay Strays, Kevin, maybe a year early or two. I don't know. But, you know, maybe they'll go for New Artist of the Year in, like, 6 years.
Well, that's probably true.
The male vocalist of the year in the CMA Awards show tonight will either be Luke Combs, Jelly, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, or Morgan Wallen, Steve.
Jelly Bro.
Kevin.
Boy, that's what I wanted to go with, Steve, too, but...
That's Steve 1 in there. Steve 2 is off today.
I'm doing it.
Jelly?
Jelly Roll.
I think we're going to sweep the jelly category on that one. Female vocalists, Kelsey, Ashley McBride, Megan Maroney, Casey Musgraves, or Lainey Wilson.
Do I go with my heart or my head?
That's your choice. It's just you can identify which one you're going with. I know your heart would say Kelsey Ballerini, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but your head says?
Lainey Wilson.
And you're going to go with?
Lainey Wilson.
All right. Lead with your heart once in a while, bro. Kevin?
Boy, I think I'm going to go with... This is a tough category. It's got to be Lainey. I want it to be Ashley McBride.
That's so funny. I mean, it's one of those deals where you go, if she doesn't win, it'll be the talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where they're like, wait, how did she not win? Album of the year is Casey Musgraves, Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll. Who's got the album of the year, guys?
Wait, you were going with Lainey on that one, Jay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And which one was this? Album?
Album.
And who were they again?
Cody, Jelly, Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Casey Musgraves. Album of the year, Steve.
I'll go... I'll just go Jelly again.
Jelly, Kevin.
I'm going to go Luke Combs, The Fathers and Sons. Waiting for it.
I like it. And like the choice.
You know, he's doing the family songs now. I'm all for it.
I don't know if Cody Johnson can get an award like this, but I'm going to vote for him. I think Jelly's going to take it, honestly, but I kind of want Cody. I like that album, so I'm going to take it. Even if it's a loss.
Fair enough.
And the Entertainer of the Year, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, Lainey Wilson. The Entertainer of the Year is, Steve, your vote for?
Jelly.
Okay, yeah. Kevin?
This is a done deal. He was nominated for so many things, and we haven't given him anything yet, but it's Morgan Wallen, guys.
Morgan Wallen.
In a runaway.
After taking last year off of being nominated... Or was it 2 years ago? Last year?
You okay?
You know, I hate this category. I also don't like.
Why?
Because entertainers should be based on the entertainment they provide live.
I agree. And we've talked about it before. Does it count like all social media and all these things? Or is it just... their shows and what they did.
Because the politics of it is going to mean Jelly Roll wins. Or Chris Stapleton. But who should win it, I'm going to go with Kevin James. I just don't know if the CMAs will give Morgan Wallen an award, but I'm going to say his name anyway. And there I said it. I said it out loud. I can't take it back now.
Oh, I thought you were going with Kevin James. I'm like the comedian.
I would take him too. Did you hear Luke Combs, who he said what they said, what would be the next best category to add to the CMA award show? And I thought he was going to give a dumb answer. And then I heard it and I was like, well, that's actually pretty good.
What was it?
His was that members of groups should be allowed to win individual awards.
Like, ooh, okay.
Male Vocalist of the Year nominee.
Should be Shay Mooney.
Yes. That's
yeah,
correct.
That's a great point, Jay. Because
Shay Mooney he'll never win the male vocalist.
No.
Oh.
And I was like,
yeah, that's an interesting point.
Like, that's actually great.
And it doesn't have to be just duos; it could be like whole groups. As
anything,
well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Matthew Ramsey from Old Dominion. You're like, oh, his voice is cool. He should be up for male vocalist. Never will be. He's part of a group.
Huh. Well, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the right answer, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The Jay and Kevin Show. It's a show for winners and losers.
Kevin James.
The 99.9 Jay and Kevin Show.
There it is. Home run.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Was it though? Steve, best part of Nashville. You're there for, you know, basically 2 days. 3 days of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Got to stay right in what they call Midtown in a very nice place.
Yeah.
Got to go down to Broadway. Got to hang out in Midtown at a couple of well-known Nashville watering holes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want me to say something?
I mean, I feel like I could.
Yeah, I mean, no, it was all very cool. It's hard to pick, like, one thing specifically. I know, I mean, I'll say that I was pleasantly surprised by, because you never know how artists are going to be, right?
Sure.
And I was pleasantly surprised how, I would say, 99% of them were very easy to talk to, very, like,
absolutely,
almost excited to be there,
mm-hmm,
that type of thing. Because, you just never know how they're going to be.
Well, and especially, they aren't just doing an interview with us.
No.
They've done interviews for, you know, couple hours.
Yeah. And the energy
at all these stations.
Yeah, the energy of some of them was just, it was outstanding. Like Nate Smith or Russell Dickerson,
yeah,
just coming in just like almost out of control.
Yeah. And but you know,
in a good way though.
And I think that's the lesson that you can learn from all of that is based on your own attitude can control how much fun you have and people around you too. Because I mean there's no, if you're not having fun with the people who are like those two guys, wow, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because they make the talk about making the best of it. And I know some people just actually love it, the conversation with other people. Some aren't as, they just don't have as much fun with it. So it might be harder to get your mind wrapped around it. But man, yeah, I agree. Like 99% of the people were just spectacular.
Yeah. And I also have to say that, you know, hanging out with you, Jay, your daughter, Kevin via Zoom, how that worked great.
Yeah.
Just to be like, and around other people too, and I creeped out a few people, but that's beside the point.
True.
Did I share that story of when we were walking the first day, and I saw
you saw somebody that used to know from Chicago.
Well, they didn't know me, but I knew them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Did I share that story or no?
No, I haven't.
Kevin, you didn't get
all
that story.
No.
I think we only told my daughter. That might be why you're thinking you told it, Steve, because we told her.
Yeah, so wait, there was a radio station from Chicago
there?
Well, Kev,
we're like 0.4 mile from where we stay to where we broadcast from.
Right.
So on Sunday, we got in at like 2 o'clock. We had the Uber drop us off at the hotel, and then we just walked over. It was a very nice day in Nashville, and we walked over to the recording area, which is the Belmont Church, and that's where we record our interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 0.4 mile walk. And you know, right where if you've ever been to Nashville, there's a very famous statue in a roundabout.
And Buddy Killian.
And we
is
were,
that it?
Well, I mean, the other one. Yes, his statue is there, but there's also the ones with all the naked people that are in the middle of the roundabout.
Oh, that's, yeah.
What I just didn't want to throw Buddy Killian's name under the bus. No, there.
Right? Rightfully so, Jay. Yeah, I was in the wrong intersection.
Well, I mean,
this
he's there too, but
David, the naked man.
Yeah. So we were there, and there was a lady that was standing there. Steve, over to you.
Yeah. So she was kind of looking around and not really sure, and she comes up to us and says, "Hey, do you know?" What did she say? She said, "What do you know where East is?
Do you
or
know
something?
Where Music Square?"
Oh, I thought she asked for a direction.
East is.
Oh, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she goes, "Not West,
East.
Music Square East."
Okay, and then I go, "Melissa," and she looked at me.
This woman had immediate panic on her face.
Yeah.
Kevin.
How? What age of a woman is she?
I don't know. What would you say, Jay?
No, probably. That's your turn.
Oh, never mind.
No. Just give him a roundabout. She's not listening.
I mean, anywhere between probably, what, 40 and...
I think we say 40-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's...
I mean, I know she's been in Chicago radio for a while, but I don't know when she started.
No. I mean, and famously, Kevin, US 99, big stations, obviously she's
and
used
so,
to being famous.
Steve, how did you know her? Just like as a fan of radio?
Or is it the stalking?
Because you work together? What's the deal?
No, I mean, I just, listened to her growing up as part of a different station. that she was on.
Okay.
And then I follow Facebook pages of different radio stations. And
sure.
So I've seen her before.
So after she was stunned, and then what happened?
Well, I mean, she literally took a step back because, you know, there's just two guys walking down the street. We could have been locals at that point.
Yeah.
And which is why, like, why did she choose us? Who knows? There's other people walking around. And then Steve knows who she is. And I just said, what exactly are you looking for? And she said, the Belmont Church. And then I said, oh, that's down here. And then the conversation got a little bit less creepy at that point.
Yeah.
Everybody understood what was happening.
Yeah.
But she took quite a while to recover and was kept her distance as we walked together for the last, you know, 3/10 of a mile.
But you explained to her that you were a Chicago boy. And
I think it just caught her so off guard
that I can see it.
When you're famous, like she's famous in Chicago, it wouldn't be weird to be, you know, noticed. But when you're, you know,
in Nashville,
in a different place and somebody calls you by your first
Melissa?
Name.
Melissa?
Well, because, I mean, she's, I don't know, maybe not very recognizable, but I recognized her and I was like, oh.
Well, it was only weird when you said, oh, yeah, can I cut your hair? I mean, that whole thing where you're asking people if you can cut their hair is weird. Stop doing that.
Well, Annie Bosco no longer wants to speak with me, but that's beside the
point. Very true for multiple reasons.
She seemed like she was game for the conversation.
Steve had to try to pick somebody to say the weird phrase of, can I cut your hair? Because he was just
I don't
fun.
Know where that came from.
I have no idea where it came from either. I think we just said, just say something really weird and then see how they react. So he decided, can I cut your hair is something weird to say to somebody. We all agreed. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, she started it. She made like...
what is this? First grade?
Yeah, well, she started it.
She did.
She did, Jay. Did she not?
I don't remember what she said, but it was odd.
Yeah. Well, she was like, oh, what if I do this with my eyes? And then she was doing stuff.
Oh, that's right.
And then you were... then you encouraged me. You go, why don't you ask her the question? I said, are you sure? And she said, yes. So I did.
She didn't really enjoy it, Kevin.
Yeah, she was creeped out, too.
She immediately sat back
in her
chair.
So that was my favorite part of Nashville. Man.
Yeah, congrats. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Apparently.